Thion Radio. PBH and Jack presents Thion Radio. Welcome, all our brothers and sisters. We come together under one roof for the love of house.
Music.
Now it's time to take it right up to boss level. Welcome to Thion Radio with PBH and Jack. Episode 14.
Yes, guys, welcome to Thion Radio, episode number 14. Absolutely buzzing to be back, buzzing to have you on board as well. Jack, how's it going, bro?
It's going good, man. Dude, I am blown away by the feedback we've had. We're wondering all the streaming on Spotify, YouTube, and all the love we've had from all the fans. It's just been amazing, man.
It's been our biggest ever single launch. So whoever you are, wherever you're streaming, like Jack says, from Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Amazon, Deezer, wherever you press play, thank you so much. It's been our biggest single today, off the marks, and we love you for all the support.
Yeah, man. Today is a big show. We've got a big show lined up.
Absolute killer show. Jack, are you okay if we start with the brand new remix?
Let's do it, man.
Okay, so this is a brand new producer from Ireland. We got an email a couple of months ago from Universal Records. The track's already flying on Spotify, and we've had the honour of doing a PBH and Jack remix treatment of this. So turn your speakers up right now, your headphones, wherever you are. This is J090 Dreamer, the PBH and Jack remix. Let's go.
Dream.
guys playing in the background, something brand new from Salvatore Ganacelli. We both love that. That's taken from his Bicycle EP. It's called Alzla.
I just love Salvatore. Fresh. I just love Salvatore Ganacelli, man.
His music is matching up to his moves there. It's an absolute banger.
Dude, I think you can dance as well as Salvatore.
Really?
No, no, you can't, mate. No, bye.
did get excited for a second then. I'm not going to lie. I'd say I'm equally as bad at dancing as Salvatore actually is.
What? He's a badass dancer. He could dance rings around you, son.
Oh, bring it sometime. When we have one drink with Salvatore actually next time, we'll see who's the best.
Yeah, talking of one drink.
Yes, indeed. It's about to get another spin right now. But before we do that, guys, we need to say once again a massive thank you to everyone who's pressed play, streaming the hell out of our new single. It's our biggest ever single. It's definitely our favourite single we've ever released. It is out now. So turn this up right now. PBH and Jack featuring Hannah Boleyn. This is One Drink.
One drink. I was only gonna go for one drink. How was I supposed to know that one drink would turn into two? And all the bad things I would do. One drink is what my friends say when they call, and I think we can keep it casual. One drink, one more drink again. Next thing I know it's 3 a.m. I do bad things, I break up a tab, I fall out the bar and into a cab. It's not my fault, I'm easily led. I drown all the wise words inside my head.
Jack, however, has had two, and hopefully it's still making sense. Jack, do you know what time it is?
It's Hype on Skype time.
It is. Well done. Let's go.
Hype on Skype.
Yes, guys, Zion Radio, episode number 14, continuing right now. We are super excited to have on Skype, all the way from the south of France, Retro Vision. How's it going, bro?
Yo, all good, and you?
Yeah, we're good. Big fans of you, and thank you for taking time out to come on the radio show.
Thanks a lot for the invite. I'm super excited to do this.
So whereabouts is home for you then? Are you at home now or?
Yeah, I'm at home. I'm actually living with my parents still, but I'm going to move like in a few months with my girlfriend. So get a house and we're going to move there.
Ah, nice. So for any of our listeners who are unfamiliar with you, how old are you actually? Because you are still quite young, aren't you?
I'm 23. I'm 23 years old, yeah.
I think I was 23 when I moved out of home as well. Super exciting.
Yeah, you're definitely like going to have my own studio, which is a game changer for me because I've been doing all my tracks in my bedroom for now.
That's incredible. You first came on my radar like 2018 when I heard Get Down, which came out on Luke's Mix Smash.
Yeah, and Freedom. Yeah.
Oh, was it Music for Freedom? Sorry. Yeah. And I just checked your Spotify earlier, and you've been releasing since like 2014. So if you're 23 and you've been releasing since 2014, when did you start production? Were you like not even in high school?
16 years old. yeah, I was really bad at this time. So yeah, I think I got like pretty much better around like when I was 20 years old, maybe. I started to release like more like professional sound. But like my previous track were like just trash, I think. They were just like not professional at all. They were like more tests than actual tracks. And I was also searching for my own sound, which took me like a bunch of years. And yeah, even now I'm still searching for it because it's constantly evolving and it's quite hard to evolve.
You definitely found your sound, that's for sure, because a lot of the tracks...
100%. Yeah, very standout now. What are you producing then? Is it Ableton or...
Ableton.
Okay.
Ableton Live, and all the way.
You were straight in Ableton?
No. I was on FL Studio before, and then I met my current best friend, which is Brian, and he actually told me like, oh yeah, you gotta try Ableton. And then he taught me like the basics on Ableton. So he told me like, oh yeah, you can do this, you can do that. Then I learned the basics and then I switched it to Ableton. And then I think switching to Ableton made my sound like really, really grow. I don't know. I just learned like a lot of things in Ableton that I couldn't do on FL. FL is great, but I still love Ableton much more.
I've never used FL. I went through it from Logic and all the others, but I never tried FL. But Ableton is just...
Yeah. Are you both on Ableton?
Yeah, yes. We're on Ableton, yeah. I literally switched from Logic about 2 or 3 years ago.
I hate Logic.
I think I was on Logic for a long time. It's very powerful. It's very good, but it's not good at getting ideas down quickly and being really creative. It's more of a recording bands and, you know, with a big mixing desk type setup, whereas Ableton is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fast. That's what I like about it, because, most of the time I get ideas, and then when I get on the computer and I try to write them, I just forget them. So yeah, being on Ableton makes me like write music way faster than on anything else.
I love the French accent, I've got to say. I love the French accent, and I'm not surprised you've got a girlfriend, because if you're in England, the girls just love that French accent. You remind me, Mozzyman, Quentin Mozzyman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's got one of those, like when you're talking to Quentin, it's just like that voice that just sucks you in, and you're just like, it's just a cool accent, the French accent.
I really thought I didn't have like that much French accent when I speak English, but I still do, I think. Yeah.
English accent, not hot, not sexy. French is definitely
To people in the USA, they find the English accent really sexy. It's strange.
The first holiday I went to in Vegas, me and my friend, I can't remember how long ago it was now. Never been to Vegas before. I'm in America, first time there. We walked out of the hotel, we were well excited, we're in Vegas, we were going to have parties for a week. And these girls, we randomly talked to them on the street, and they said, oh my God, you're from England, you guys, you're going to get so many chicks this week, you're so hot, that voice. We didn't get any chicks. There was no girls, nothing. All lies. True story.
Oh, no. Where did the name Retrovision come from? Because it's kind of an unusual name.
I don't know why, but every time I do an interview, like all the time I just get this question, and the response is always the same, is that I really got that name like pretty randomly. I was like 15 years old, I think, and I was searching for a cool name. So I was texting one of my friends some cool names I was just like trying to invent in English, because I was really bad in English at this time. So I searched for some things, and then I found Retrovision, and I was like, oh yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And then I kept it. So just randomly, but I like the way there is like past and future in the same name. So it's like retro past and vision future.
Unique name. I like it. It's cool. I think it's totally unique. It's we are PBH and Jax. My name's PBH and Jack is Jack. So, but it's a very unique name. It's cool.
My name was like super bad, to be honest. Like until like a few years ago, when like everyone told me, no, it's cool, it's chill. Yeah, all the time I really thought like my Retrovision was really bad sounding. I'm happy with it.
Just to digress, Jack, can you speak any French?
Merde. Is that shit?
Merde.
Is that shit in French?
Yeah. It is.
I don't know, but merde.
It does not surprise me. We were taught French at school, but I paid very little attention, so I can say, je m'appelle Paul, j'ai joué au foot, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I can understand it though.
Praise the Lord for Google Translate whenever we're abroad.
I think I was even worse in English than you are in French right now.
No, your English when is I started. Very good.
No, but I was like super, super bad when I started. Like I couldn't speak English when I started making music. So it was like super hard because I couldn't even understand what it was written on FL Studio. Like I couldn't understand all the functions because I didn't even know what it means. So super hard.
It's quite embarrassing when you're English, actually, because when you speak to people from France, Italians, Germans, they're so multilingual. Yeah. We just speak English. We're just lazy. It's terrible. I've lived in Spain for 5 years and I still don't speak Spanish because I'm always around people speaking English. It's bizarre. Really?
But no one speaks English here in France. I mean, only in the touristic things. But
your English is very good. So
yeah, but I've been used to speak English, but like most of the people I know don't even speak English at all. Quite crazy, but we're lazy as fuck in France for that.
So Retrovision, you had an amazing year last year, 2019. What did you have, a standout gig or show?
Yeah, I have few like amazing gigs, like for example the one at Tomorrowland, because Tomorrowland was like my dream since years and years. When I was a child, when I was a teenager, I was looking at the live stream on my computer, and I've been looking at the live stream every year. And even when I was working at a pizza truck, and I was trying to look at the live stream while I was making pizzas. So yeah,
I love that.
Quite hard. Cool. And then I just played there. So. Wow, that was so cool. And yeah, also I played in China, and I went there, and when I was there, the girl who was like taking care of the artist just said to me like, oh yeah, we got the biggest stage in China. So this made me like super stressed. So when we arrived there, like the stage was like, whoa, super big, and was like a really, really cool vibe. Also, I think one of my favorite gigs, or maybe my favorite gig ever, was in Japan last year. It was my Tokyo gig, which was completely insane. I think it was almost sold out. Like the club was crazy full and all the people knew my tracks, and this was like something incredible.
Asian crowds are just, they get so into it. It's
it's crazy.
It's an honor to kind of play there. Would you say then you prefer, if you were to play for the rest of your career, festivals or clubs, what would you choose?
That's a hard question. Actually, I like both, to be honest. Like I couldn't really pick one, because when you play in a club, people actually come to see you and your music. Well, it actually depends of the club and of the location, but of the time they come for the artist. While when they go to a festival, they don't really go to see a specific artist. Most of the time they just go to the festival. Like for example, if you go to like Creamfields, you go to Creamfields, you don't go to Creamfields to see like a specific artist. I mean, if you're like a raver, if you're an artist, you might go to see like a specific artist, and you want to see like when he plays that specific track, but that's different. But I quite like festivals also, to be honest.
Have you played Creamfields in the UK then?
No, I never played in the UK at all. I'm so sad. I would love to play in the UK.
There's kind of more, I don't know if Don's had a stage at Creamfields, has he? I don't think he has yet.
Yeah, I don't think he had one yet. Although the Hexagon stage, maybe there was one I didn't do, but all the other ones, we did one in Germany, we did one in Atomolen, and we did like some takeovers like around the world, but it's going to, there is going to be like more Hexagon takeovers soon.
Stay tuned, yeah.
Yeah.
Last month, I made your flip of Skrillex Bangarang, track of the month, because I just thought it was unbelievable what you did with it.
It's a beast.
Oh my God.
Thanks so much.
That is a tough track to take on. What inspired you to want to remix that? Because that is a really hard track to remix and get it right like you did. What made you want to do that one?
I don't know. That was like so random. Like I saw a news about that. The track was like 10 years old or something like this. So I literally downloaded the MP3 and put it on Ableton and made a remix like in a few hours because I was too excited about it. And yeah, directly got the idea. And I think the lead which I used was made through mistake. because I made this lead like with a resonator plugin, which makes my lead like resonate to like a certain frequency.
Yeah.
And so I made that like by error because I clicked on the wrong plugin. And then I was like, oh yeah, that might be cool. And then I finished the remix as it. And now I'm super happy about it. And I actually used the same lead for another track, which is coming out next month. Cool. I think this one is going to be like pretty cool.
It's an absolute beast. I love those happy accidents when you're producing. And it's, you know, yeah, and it, so they kind of make the best tracks, don't they? There's little mistakes. And you're like, I never would have made that sound. That's incredible.
We actually had a happy mistake on a press shoot recently we did towards the end of last year.
Oh, really?
And one of the fixtures where the flashes fucked up and didn't trigger. The photographer at the end was, I'm going to delete these. That's the done. The flash didn't go off. And we were like, no, that's perfect. So of like 100 pictures, the one that fucked up, that's the one we loved.
Yeah, that became the cover art for Wandering, didn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So last year you did a collab with Jonas Blue?
Yeah.
All Night Long. How did that work out? And did you enjoy the collab process? Because sometimes it can be quite stressful.
Actually, that was pretty chill. Like he literally FaceTimed me on the iPhone. So he called me on the iPhone and I was just working on Ableton and he was telling me like, oh yeah, we could do that. Then he also got me the vocal and he worked on the vocal and worked on some pianos and everything. And yeah, it was quite chill. I mean, it was stressful when he told me, on Instagram, hey, we could make something together. So I was super stressed because I was like, oh, Jonas Blue wants to collab with me. It turned like super chill, and he's super chill as well. I met him multiple times. I met him at AMF, and yeah, he was super chill with me. And I went on stage with him, which was insane. Like AMF is like such a big thing. And yeah, also went backstage with him at AMF, and I saw all the big guys in the top 10, which was crazy. I was like, oh yeah, why am I here? And yeah, the track turned out well and it's still doing like a lot of plays right now.
I'm just looking on your Spotify now, so it's done 6 million streams, which is like epic. If anyone's not following Retrovision on Spotify, make sure you do. Retrovision, you've got nearly 2.5 million monthly listeners.
That's crazy.
And they can't be wrong. So make sure you click the follow.
Also, they better follow you as well. You guys make sick music. I still play Bring the House, to be honest. I love it so much.
Do you want to know a secret about Bring the House?
Yeah.
Which should melt your head, hopefully. The vocal for that was actually recorded on an iPhone.
No way.
Seriously.
Also, it's actually an original vocal.
Yeah, and that was my
vocal, yeah.
I thought it was like from Splash or something like this.
No. That was like, I don't know, just going out running one afternoon, like with some ideas in the head. And then I think I did about 5K and I rang Jack up and I'm like, right, so we got this idea. And he was like, yeah, like that. And then sent him it over on the iPhone. And then there we go. Sent it to Don and he loved it.
I love that track so much.
Thank you, bro. We've got some similar stuff coming this year. So hopefully we'll like that.
Super excited.
We'll send you some stuff after this.
You better send it over so I can play it.
Sure, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
We're going to send some collab ideas as well. Retrovision, should we talk production?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If you had to ditch all of your synths and just live with one, which would it be?
I already know the response. Like when you started the question, I already knew the answer. And yeah, it's Silent One. I always use Silent One like all the time. For every synth, I just use Silent One all the time. I already actually bought Serum, but I barely use it because I don't know, I can get like things done much more quicker on Silent One. I just love it.
Me too. That is my go-to. I use Massive and Serum as well because it's just some sounds you just can't quite get out of Silent. You know, there's really complex sounds, but Silent is just unbelievable.
I hate Massive. I hate Massive. I never used it because I never understood it. When I started, I was like, the fuck is that? And then I just didn't use it because I didn't like it. So yeah, I switched to Serum, not Serum, to Silent One. Then I tried Serum. I went back to Silent One. I was like, okay, I'm going to stick with it. I just like to make sounds on it. And yeah, as I do all the sound design stuff, I don't even have a single bank on my computer, so I don't have any presets. So I just do like all the presets by myself. And I've made like my own bank, which is like instrument racks. I don't know if you work that way, but Ableton, you can save like an instrument plus effects. Oh, yeah. It's so great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. So, it's incredible. I used to have the habit of going through presets and just trying to find a sound that was like a little bit close to where I wanted to be. And you could spend days going through preset banks trying to find one sound that's never even there. Over the last few years, started to just initialize a patch and just try to make it from scratch. That's how to make that from scratch. It is the best way because it kind of gives you a better understanding of sound design, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I like to do that, to be honest. And sometimes, and actually most of the time, I just mix my Silent One preset. I just made with like a percussion sound for leads, for example. Even for some basses, I like to mix like some with some percussions because I think they both work together like pretty well. Yeah, depends on the lead as well.
Have you got any like outboard equipment? Are you completely in the box? Is it all soft synths, or do you have any proper synthesizers or anything like that?
Well, I wish I had the money to buy some synthesizers, but yeah, it's all software for now. Yeah, I'm gonna build my own studio soon because I'm moving soon. So I'm going to have like a wall room to do the studio, and then I'm going to buy some, probably some synthesizers, like a Moog or something like this. I don't know. I just want some stuff because first it looks cool, but also, yeah, I think there's like some sounds you can't really get on software. So
yeah
I got to try this out. I know one of my friends has like a ton of hardware. He's called Niviro, and he has such a dope studio, and he basically knows everything he has. And so he already taught me some things, but I didn't remember everything. So I gotta check him out when I will buy some stuff, because I know he has some dope synths, like the Virus DI or something like this.
Nice.
And I heard about it. It sounds pretty cool, I think. And yeah, I think I'm going to get one or something like this. I would love also to get some SSL, like the compressors or EQ from them. But it's so expensive. Like if you get the plugins, it's so much cheaper. But yeah, it's not the same thing, I think.
Also, I think it's good to say as well to like any producers or new producers listening to our show, because we get loads of messages, that obviously you've made epic hits just from having a bedroom studio. So you obviously tell us now you're moving into a studio, you're going to build a studio, but it isn't essential for anyone who's
I don't think you need that stuff, and I think
you've done some amazing tracks, just, you know. And then when you tell them from a bedroom studio, they become more amazing because
Get Down, I actually made it on like €200 speakers. Like it's not like good monitoring speakers. Now I have generally
hi-fi speakers or monitors.
No, it was actually over monitors, but like it was a Presonus Aries E8 speakers.
Okay.
And they were like pretty good, like 8-inch speakers. And yeah, I still use them from time to time. But then I got those generic ones and they're like so great.
Are you hearing things now that you didn't even imagine were in the mix now?
Yeah, definitely. Like high frequencies are like so tight on the generic, and even the basses. There is so much basses in those speakers, but I have a subwoofer, so I don't really use the basses from the speakers themselves. But still, I quite like them, and yeah, I still love my Presonus. To be honest, I use them to mix right now. Like I've got the decks next to my desk, so I can just mix and prepare my sets, and just have like still the right sound. But I really recommend those Presonus because they are like super great and quite cheap. To be honest, I think you can get them like for €300 the pair.
So, I was actually going to ask a tip. I was going to say like, what's a tip for any young upcoming producers? But I think that's a good tip there. Good speakers. Mm-hmm. I've got KRKs at my studio. Jack's got Adams, and I hear the difference is incredible.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely the difference. I hear both. To be honest, I like KRK speakers because they sound great, but maybe they sound too great for me. Like they have so much basses, it's crazy. Like even the smallest KRKs are like super super bassy, but the Adam ones are like much more flat, I think. Maybe it's just me, but they seem to be like more flat. And yeah, I use the Adam speakers in few studios, and they works like super well.
The clarity is really good on them. You can just hear every bit of the track. They're really clear and really flat, and really they're just telling you how it is, and there's no extra bits. Yeah, that's what I like about them.
Yeah, that's true. They have such like high frequencies. Like the high frequencies on the Adam speakers are like so great. They have like a specific tweeter, and it just sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely. When you start writing a track, do you normally start any the same way every time? Do you get the drums in first, or do you start with a vocal, or do you start with a melody? Do you get the chords in?
Mostly with a piano, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just throw a piano and I try some chords. That's when I have like no idea about what I'm going to do. But sometimes I just come to the computer with an idea already. Like sometimes I'm just like washing the dishes or just doing anything, like doing like I don't know, even going to the toilets, and then I get an idea. Like for example, for Get Down, I got the idea while I was pissing at the toilets. I was at the toilets, and then I got like that in my head. So I literally washed my hands for sure, and came back to the computer running, and. Yeah, I went to the computer, literally tried my idea and tried something, and then I've made the track in like 2 or 3 hours, I think. Like it was super, super fast, and I've got all the ideas like super crazy fast, and I was so happy about it.
That track turned out so well. Did you know you were going to sample the other track? Well, it has a sample in it, doesn't it? What's it?
Not shapeshifters, actually.
Shapeshifters, yeah.
It's actually another sample of like which is older, which the shapeshifters also use it. But right. Yeah, we can say your shapeshifters as well. It's the same one.
So, did you have that as an idea first, and then you wrote the draw?
No, it was first like a Alan Walker Alone remix. I've made that like as an Alan Walker Alone remix, actually like a kind of bootleg, and then I sent it to Alan Walker and he loved it. He played in all his shows, and then I just added some sample. I was searching for a cool sample, and then I was like, oh yeah, why not Shapeshifters, let's go. And then I got that sample and I put it on the track and it sounded like super great. Then I had to remake it, so I actually remade all the sample, which was quite hard. But I think I could do it better now because I'm still not happy about it.
Dude, it's an incredible track. You need to leave that in history now. Just to
I
do
agree.
Its thing.
Absolutely agree that.
that track is done and out there and blowing minds everywhere. Are you musically trained? Did you play an instrument at school, or
I used to play piano during like a lot of years. Yeah. But I never studied like music theory, so I still don't know what I'm doing. Like for example, I don't know anything about chords except like major or minor. Yeah, I know the notes, but I don't really know what I'm doing when I'm writing notes. Like for example, I don't even read at the notes when I'm writing them. So,
do you have an Ableton Push?
Yeah, I got one, but I barely use it, to be honest.
And I find that's quite good for writing chords, because you can just put it at the tracking scale, whatever scale the track is in, and then you can. It's literally like removing the keys on a keyboard that don't fit with that scale, and you just
that's true.
Yeah, it's kind of just good for like just jamming around and just creating some things. I find it really useful.
I think I should use it. I'm just too lazy to learn it, to be honest. I've been having it like for like 2 years, I think.
Really?
And I'm still too lazy about it because I feel like it's a bit longer to work on it rather than directly writing the notes with my mouse. But I feel like it will give me some ideas sometimes. Also for sampling.
I've literally learned almost nothing on the Push other than just a few basic things. But I do use it just for like just ideas creating. You know, you just find a few notes that go together and you kind of think, oh, that's nice. And you follow that pattern along across the grid. And it's just little things like that. It's really cool for that kind of thing. I'm
going to turn it on.
It also looks really cool.
It looks so cool in the studio. Looks pro.
Absolute points for the gram. Points
absolutely. What's that? Are you guilty of like if you get stuck on it on a piece of a track of just keeping at it and or do you kind of have you conditioned yourself to move on from the bit that you're stuck on? Oh. You know, if you can't create a sound or you can't find that exact drum sample, do you just leave it and move on, or do you just keep battling on for hours until you?
No, I think I'm gonna search for it. Like for example, if I need like a certain drum sample, I will keep like searching for it, like scrolling through all my samples to find it, like to find the right one. And even if I don't find the right one, I will just like multiple ones, and I will just do like sound design around them to get like the right sound I really want. But yeah, sometimes I'm not that difficult with drum samples. I mean, I mostly use the same clap all the time. Well, now I'm actually using new claps, but I've been using to to use the same clap, which was like from a Diablo House Revolution thing, sample pack.
Yeah, I've got that.
I've been using that one a lot.
It's a good pack, man.
Sounds so cool. And I was actually discussing about that with Don, and he just sent to me like he was even using the soundbanks that people were making, like Hexagon and Don Diablo sounding soundbanks. Like he was using these. So funny.
That's incredible. So what can we expect from Retrovision in 2020? Because we are in the middle of, we're at the end of February.
Yeah.
You've got 10 months. What's coming up this year?
Well, I've got some pretty cool collabs. I've got one with Lucas and Steve, which is already almost done, which I'm working on, and I gotta send them stems, by the way. And yeah, I'm working on a few remixes at the moment. One for Aleph Urban, which is pretty popular in Germany. Also one for Topic, which is also another DJ producer, which is super popular in Germany. I've got another remix for Spinning, which I'm working on, which I can't really say the artist yet. And also, yeah, I got a few other collabs, which I can't really talk about. It's always like that. And then I've got like a big news, which I'm going to announce on the 9th of March.
Yeah, you actually told us. Interview, well, that was, and it is big, so make
I'm
sure you
so,
check.
I'm so excited about that.
Retrovision socials out then. We're
it's
excited
gonna be amazing.
About you. Yeah,
it's going to be amazing.
I'm so hard on that, and I'm still working hard on that. I'm setting up everything, so yeah, I think the announcement will be pretty big. And then I've got a few gigs which are going to be insane, which I can't even announce yet because they are not announced
You've
yet.
You've got to play the game, but... Yeah,
I'm not playing Tomorrowland because they are already announced the world lineup, but I'm playing another festival which is super big, which I'm super super proud of, and yeah, it's gonna be dope. But otherwise, I'm playing Elements Festival in Germany. I'm playing Sunrise Festival in Switzerland, which is going to be dope as well.
Retrovision, thank you for hanging out with us today. It's been super sick, bro. Really enjoyed that chat.
Thanks a lot for the invite. Like, it was super dope and super funny at the same time.
So right now I'm going to change my voice to super shit radio DJ and you're going to introduce, I believe, one of your singles in super sick.
All right.
Super shit radio land. Okay, let's do this. Okay, everybody, Zion Radio with Retrovision today. Retrovision, what's your new single you'd like to play?
Yo, guys, this is Retrovision, and you're listening to Zion Radio, so I'm going to play the Bangarang flip I've made of... A Bangarang, actually.
Super sick. Super sick. I've made.
Super sick. Let's go.
Hi, on Skype.
children of house music.
Zion Radio.
Towards the end, he does this piano bit. Piano bit.
Don't need no one that's no good for me. need no one. That's no good for me. You're no good for me. I don't need nobody. Don't need no one. That's no good for me.
for the love of house.
Sound clash, everybody turn dead. COYS, men all wear red. Had this baseline, one stick on your head. Combination, that's how we do. Let me bust up the mic, any ones and two. Straight in the case, I'm a raving crew. We keep it fresh, how about you?
You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo. You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo. You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo. You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo.
Anytime we come, we have to keep it fresh. Anytime we come, we have to keep it fresh. Anytime we come, we have to keep it fresh. Anytime we come, we have to keep it fresh.
You got everything, yo.
Anything I spray right now is fresh. See my supporters, big up your chest. Whether you're north, east, south or west, remember the slogan, limitless. Dread MC, yeah, that's my bro. Original rude way with the killer man flow. Front man ting, we are luck after show. Show me a raving face like Tyrone. Come here, back to the bone. Ring the alarm when I step in at his home. Mash up the dance with this microphone. With this sub-low bass, the rock, you stick a tone. How we make the people go mad. Cause this one is wicked and bad. And you know the way that I flex. Every up the old school, I still keep it fresh.
You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo. You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo. You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo. You geeks, you got your everything. You geeks, you got everything, yo.
This is Zion Radio's Track of the Month.
I am going to blow our own trumpets, Jack. Another sick show. We've got this far. I'm sure we can get to the end.
Is it definitely a trumpet? Is it definitely a trumpet? It's not a trombone.
It's definitely a trumpet. It's definitely a trumpet. Okay, so that time in the show, and because there are two of us, you guys get to listen to two absolute bangers right now. It's that time for Track of the Month.
Have you brought some fire?
I've brought some fuego, bro.
You always bring the fuego. You always bring it, brother.
You and me both. I think we've got a good eye for bangers, Jack.
It would be an ear for bangers, not an eye, but carry on.
I like eyeing up bangers. Oh, I'm always on the lookout for bangers. Juicy bangers.
Big juicy bangers.
Big juicy bangers. Big juicy bangers.
Okay.
Bangers of all shapes and sizes. Just generally bangers. True story.
What's your track of the month, PBH?
So this is out now on Hexagon, my track of the month. It's Top Talk versus or X JLV. And JLV, obviously, not to be confused with the boy band JLS from the UK, who sound completely different. They sound a little bit like this. Definitely not them.
No, definitely not them.
Definitely not. Top Talk X JLV. This is called In the Zone, and it's out now on Hexagon.
PBH's Track of the Month.
Track of the Month.
PBH's Track of the Month.
Don't wanna talk about it. Don't wanna hear you shout it. I saw myself tonight. It shook me to the bone. To the bone. But now that I've decided, there's no way I can hide it. I saw myself and now I'm caught up in the zone. In the zone. In the zone.
loving that track. So Jack, does that get a thumbs up from you as well?
PBH, you brought some sauce, some hot sauce for those bangers.
Oh,
spicy.
Yes, sir.
Spicy.
Yes, sir. Love that. Big up Tog Tok, JLV. Thank you, guys. Keep the bangers coming.
And Hexagon, because they are releasing some major fire right now.
Yes, yes,
including
yes.
Including one of our tracks about to come out very soon.
Ooh, yes. Keep your eyes and ears peeled. Preferably your ears. Eyes for bangers.
Shall I do my track of the buzz, PBH?
Just before you do,
yeah.
Can I ask a serious question?
Go on.
Is it true, Professor Xavier, because the X-Men, of course, is based on true real-life stories, had something to do with changing the verses or featuring in the track titles to X?
It's
a rumour I heard.
Let's put a pin in that and we'll deal with that later. Let's go back to reality right now, PBH. I'm going to do my track of the month. Is that okay?
That's cool.
Okay,
that's cool.
All right, mate. Yeah, thanks. So anyway, one of my favourite dance tracks. It's a really cool, unique, very special dance track. It's called Troy Boy, Do You. If you haven't checked it out, get on Spotify now and listen to the original because it's unbelievably weirdly awkward. But someone has tackled this as a remix. Very brave. And it's DJ Cuba and Nitan, ex DJ Slavic remix. And it's unbelievable. This is my track of the month.
So this is X. This isn't Versus. This is X. So it's got something to do with Professor Xavier.
Ah, see where you're going. You sneaky PBH.
Jack's track of the month. Do you love me?
together, we can't be apart and go mad. And I can feel your bite like poison in my veins. And though I try to fight, you got my heart in chains. Breath by breath, till I forget not to remember ya. Step by step, I'm counting the minutes till it's over. Breath by breath, till I forget not to remember ya. I can't go back, so I'm counting the minutes till it's over. Breath by breath.
Baby, I'll buy you again. Baby, your heart. angels who will follow through. And no sleep, eyes are raining, but I promise you that I won't let you go. I'll show you that things are not, baby, don't let it go. That I won't let you go. I'll show you that things are not, baby, don't let it go. Baby, you're hard to blame. Baby, we're still the same. We can make it better. Baby, I'm glad we could. Baby, you're hard to blame. Baby, we're still the same. We can make it better.
Okay, guys, thank you and congratulations for putting up with us for another hour. Once again, Zion Radio, episode 14.
I think it was longer than an hour, by the way. It seems like an hour, though, because it's, you know, we're having such fun.
The idea when we started the radio show was an hour. I think the record, is it an hour and a half?
About an hour. 1 hour 40, actually, I think.
But the rules are, there's no rules.
There's no rules.
It's
man.
Our radio show. It's our podcast. We can do what the fuck we want. So there we are.
True that.
So, Jack, it is your turn to end the show on a high with Classic of the Month. Where are we going?
Oh, we are going.
I'm excited.
We're going big and we're going epic. We both had the opportunity of playing this out live to very big crowds, and the feeling you get as a DJ when you stop the music and you start this track and it takes almost 3 minutes to build up to its drop is just unbelievable. There is only one Eric Prydz and there's only one Opus. And this is how it goes, and this is my classic of the month. Enjoy.
Zion Classic.
Yeah, it's literally off the... We always... Peeps, get it together. What the fuck are you doing? Ah! But I'll take you there.